It's International Women's Day. It's an annual event frequently observed with protests in places such as South Korea, India, and Kosovo.
Me too.
Me too.
Me too.
We're giving you sounds from around the world because while this holiday began in the United States, it gets more attention elsewhere.
I'm in Bulgaria, where International Women's Day is actually a thing.
That's Kristen Godsey. She's a professor of Russian and East European Studies at the University of Pennsylvania.
There are very specific reasons why it's not a thing in the U.S. I mean, part of those have to do with the fact that it has really radical socialist roots.
Yeah, the American Socialist Party declared the first International Women's Day in 1909. The German feminist Clara Zetkin helped to popularize it across Europe, and Godsey says it holds special significance in Russia.
March 8th is the day in our calendar, the Gregorian calendar, which was the time when Russian women during the First World War went out onto the streets and they were protesting the Tsar. They were protesting bread shortages and fuel shortages. They were also hoping for better veterans' pensions for men coming back from the war and for their families.
Those protests help usher in the 1917 Bolshevik Revolution.
This holiday was always sort of associated with anti-capitalist, anti-establishment politics, in which women are really a part of the revolution, really part of bringing social change to the world.
Today, some Americans do pick up on the tradition, though in a distinctly American way.
Yeah, Amazon has a website dedicated to products you can buy on International Women's Day. And a couple of years ago, Nike made an ad marking the holiday.
One day, we won't need this day at all. Because one day, this day, will be our every day.
Never mind the anti-capitalist part. As for how Godsey is marking this day, she is dancing.
A group of us women are going to go to a club or to multiple clubs, and we are trying to figure out which Ladies' Night International Women's Day party we want to go to.
Dancing as a form of celebration, as well as protest.